Some small businesses in our state are struggling with a brand new internet sales tax law. Businesses now have to charge internet sales tax based on where the customer and not where the business is located. Right now, we're talking live with the state director for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Tony Gagliardi. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, I knew when you started having interstate commerce online and there weren't any taxes initially, I said, well, someone's going to get a cut of the action. It sounds like it's finally happening, but this is having an impact on these small businesses. Talk more about this, if you would.
Yes. With the Supreme Court ruling on the Wayfair case a few months ago, it set up a requirement, or it set up a an allowance for states to require out-of-state sales vendors to collect the state sales tax and remit it. When that was handed down, the Colorado Department of Revenue started taking steps to implement it. But however, they also changed the way in-state sellers have to handle sales into multiple taxing jurisdictions. You know, Colorado has over 700 different taxing districts. And now retailers in Colorado will have to collect and remit sales tax based upon where the purchaser resides rather than where the business is located. However, there is an exemption for small businesses until the state can establish a one-stop portal and online remittance of sales tax.
Why is this a big deal that the tax is charged where the customer lives? Give us an example of how that would work in a negative way.
Well, in a negative way, there's no way to be certain. No way a vendor, let's say in Westminster, can be certain if he's shipping product, he or she is shipping product to Alamosa, that the address is specifically in the taxing district that they're required to collect on. So, because, for instance, if you go to Mineral County, Mineral County has one zip code but seven different taxing districts. And most of the current online databases are based on zip code. So we need definitive data that makes sure that a vendor who is attempting to do things right is not caught in a trap because of bad data.
Well, and I was going to say, Tony, so you're saying the business would be on the hook if somehow there's a mistake to make up whatever the shortfall or difference in the taxes?
Yes, they would through the audit process.
Wow, it seems like it could be streamlined. What a pain in the neck. All right, Tony, we've got to run at that. Thanks for sharing your perspective.
You bet.